Yes. Yes Can Be Radio. Yes. Radio Free Wales.
Yes. Yes, you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru, the station for independent Wales. On the line, hopefully we have Benji from Chidiga. How did it go in Catalonia, Benji?
It was brilliant in Catalonia. I was there for a couple of days. It went absolutely fantastic, really. It did, yeah.
And before we get... did you go on the march down in the million strong march in Barcelona?
Yeah, right at the front of it. They had an international section at the very front of it with the speakers, you know, and they had the lawyers and different people involved and Catalan politicians speaking at the very front, and that's where they had the international section. So they saw our Welsh flags and were, like, dragging us down the front. They were, yeah.
Excellent. Before we get on, we need to know who you are, Benji, where you're from. You know, we're these kind of questions people want to know. And have you always been a Welsh national? Is it a new thing for you? And how did you get into Yes Cymru?
Who I am? I'm Andrew Benjamin from Tredegar in Blaenau Gwent.
Yep.
I'm a football fan. I'm a season ticket holder with Merthyr Town Football Club.
Right.
And I follow Wales home and away. I've done away regularly for 6 years, but I've been away before then as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, I obviously support independence for Wales. And I suppose I've been what you would call a nationalist since my teenagers.
And you had the fantastic, correct me if I'm wrong, you and Samir Mace had a fantastic idea of setting up Welsh Fans for Independence, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And then you've got a Twitter page and a Facebook page. Tell us briefly what kind of things you have done and what's your plans for the future?
Okay, what we have done is we only formed at the end of June, start of yep. July, so like 2-3 months ago. So there hasn't been much time, you know, it's only September now.
Yeah.
But I started here in Tredegar, having spoken to a couple of my friends. You know, I've been a supporter of independence for years.
Yeah.
But I suppose events in Catalonia and Scotland,
yeah,
and in particular the growth of Yes Cymru,
yeah,
have prompted me to actually do something, you know, myself,
yeah,
which you should do with everyone. And obviously being a football fan that wants independence, it seemed like the natural thing to do to start something with football and supporting independence.
Because I think this is the fantastic thing with Yes Cymru as a movement. It's a grassroots movement. People are getting off their back and doing stuff without waiting for permission or a committee to decide it or a strategy or something. People like yourself, Benji, people now in the rugby world are doing the same, getting together, getting stuff on Twitter and Facebook, getting people together, then organising events. So you have started to meet up, if I'm correct?
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to quite a lot of the rugby people as well. I mean, one of the boys who started the Scarlets for Independence page, Greg,
yeah,
he's the one who did the design for the flag that I've been taking to Denmark and took to Catalonia. So we, you know, we are sort of communicating with each other. And I didn't ask for anyone's permission to start this group off.
Yeah.
I just got it done and hoped that other people would get involved, which they have, you know, in their droves, really.
Really picked up. And the great... Mr. Flag, the flag makers in Swansea, told us to make sure they get a mention because they made the fantastic flag which you've been flying. So the mention for Mr. Flag. If you're looking at a flag, he was the Mr. Flag people. Because there was a little march before the Wales Island match on Thursday. I took part in it, walking from Wimbledon Street in Cardiff down to the stadium. Next time, don't get someone from the Valleys to lead because we all lost. So that was a. But it was a great get together.
That's my fault. I've been there quite early in the day,
yeah,
hoping to like welcome other people that I've, yeah, never met before who wanted to join us.
It's, yeah,
our first sort of like gathering.
Yeah.
And when we left the pub, we'd all had, you know, one or two pints, and I was one of the last ones to leave, and I noticed everyone had turned left out of the room, and the planned route for the month before had been to turn right and go through St. Mary Street, but yeah. I didn't have the heart to tell the boys from Pontypool we were going the wrong way, because they had the big massive flags on poles and everything. I thought, whichever way we go, it's going to make an impact. So,
but it was great, because it's bringing people together, and I think the Welsh National Movement has been a bit snobby in the past. It's all saying, if you're not writing a policy, or if you can write poetry, or you're very good at writing manifestos and stuff, and you just basically want to show your heartfelt desire for independence, it's not quite good enough. And things are happening with Yes Cymru now. People are getting together, and all different shades of people, and different ways of communicating, expressing their desire for independence, be it through football, or rugby, or music. And that's, for me, the great thing about the Yes Cymru movement.
Absolutely, and I'm a member of Yes Cymru myself. Obviously, the Welsh Football Fans for Independence is a separate but closely related group. But the good thing about the Welsh Football Fans as well is that we can, I think, represent, or hopefully can represent, a group that might even not be in that group, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, we are just football fans who want independence for Wales.
Yeah.
So where's the political parties, and then you've got Yes Cymru. I think on an even different scale, you've got sports fans who support independence, and I don't claim to be any type of academic, or, you know, I don't write papers on economics for Wales or anything. I just support independence for Wales.
Yeah.
And I think we've got a market to aim for there.
Exactly.
And I think other people agree with me on that, because since we've started this, you've got like Swansea Fans for Independence, Wrexham Fans for Independence, Scarlets Fans for Independence, lots of different club teams as well. So
what are the plans? What would you like to see happening next with the Welsh Fans for Independence?
Well, what we're doing next, I mean, it's still very early days, and I don't want it to sound like it's just my ideas, because obviously the more people we're sort of letting it grow organically and hoping more people will get involved.
Yeah.
And so far, it's been brilliant. You know, people have been contacting me, offering to help design things, whether online or flags, or to translate things, because I can't do those things, you know. And but next things we got planned is, obviously, you know about the Ireland March, the first game that's been since we started.
Yeah.
And, well, our next match is in October. This is Spain in the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff.
Yes.
Or the Principality, they call it now. And we'll be meeting in the same place, the Moon, and on the street outside it.
Yeah.
And it's so right in the city centre, so I'm sure lots of other people can join us.
Yeah.
And, well, it'd be nice, from my point of view, if we could show a bit of support and some solidarity to our friends in Catalonia.
Of course, exactly. They deserve it. Well, look, Benji, thanks for making time to speak to us tonight. We'll retweet your email, your Twitter account, and put something on Facebook as well, so people can join you and follow and get part of the action. So that'd be great to see more people taking part, and maybe getting their local football club or their local rugby club to have a sort of branch, if you like, or supporting the independence movement.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll speak to you again, I'm sure, Benji.
All right, okay.
Okay, see you, bye. Ta-da.
Yes Cymru Radio.